St. Matthew 26 and Revelations 20. Give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to Elder Brunson, Minister Brunson, Deacon Hill in his absence, to all of our missionaries and all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We say praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 6. Give honor to my wife. Praise the Lord. As the pastor, but thank God for her. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse number 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. St. Matthew chapter number 26, verses 6 through 13. In St. Matthew 26, verses 6 through 13. There came, or now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman have done be told for a memorial of her. Finally, Revelations chapter number 20. Revelations chapter 20, verse number 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. I want to leave a thought for you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Give God a good reason to remember you. Look at somebody else and say, give God a good reason to remember you. As we think about the chronicles of our lives, as we consider the fact that we are only here for a short time. Man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Before you know it, that child that you birthed into this world is walking, then they're talking, then they go off to school, then they're grown and looking you in the eye. You're wondering to yourself, where did all the years go? You and I, praise God, have to subject ourselves to the idea of time. And time, my friend, wastes or waits for nobody. Praise God, we grow. We grow older. We grow in experiences in life. And the one thing that we have to all be sure of is that while we have our health and strength, while we have time allowed to us or allocated for us, that we, praise God, take advantage of the time that we have and use it for something good. Ask your neighbor the question, how are you using your time? My friends, that is an important question, because time, like money, praise God, and other things, you just can't get it back, praise God. Unlike money, you can go and waste your money, get money back, but time is something that you just cannot get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. In one verse of scripture, it says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. So many of us, praise God, have spent the first part of our life wasting our time. We, praise God, used our time for all kind of wicked things. We did not take advantage of the time that was given unto us, and so often we find ourselves trying to catch up on time, because it looks like we have, praise God, a deficit when it comes to doing the things of God. I owe God. And so now, amen, I realize that I have to get some credit. I got to get a feather in my cap. I've got to make my calling and election sure, because my time is winding up. We all have to face the reality of mortality and know, amen, that we're not going to live on this earth perpetually in the flesh, but at some point we all have to go back to the grave, unless a rapture take place and transform these mortal bodies into something that is immortal. Nevertheless, we are all going to be judged by the things that we do in our bodies. Praise God. The idea of remembering is to recall to the mind by act or effort or memory. In other words, God is keeping track of the things that we say and do. He is recording. I know we don't think that the database of God is large enough to collect all of the information about our do's and our don'ts, our wills and our won'ts, but I stop by to tell you that God's got technology out there that is able to record everything that we say and everything that we do, so that when the final assessment is given over our lives, there's substance that supports God's decision to say, well done, or depart from me. Now, there are people that don't believe in an eternal judgment. There are people that don't believe that there are books in heaven that are recording the things that we say and do. And that's fine. There's always going to be somebody that don't believe. But the Bible says explicitly, what if some don't believe? Let every man be a liar, and let the word of God be true.
Lord, I feel like talking just a little while. Does God know you? That's the question. Does he know you? So many folks are doing things and they're calling them good deeds. They're saying that I've done many works in your name. I praise God, I prophesied in your name. I did this, that, or the other in your name. But my question, my brothers and sisters, is does God know you? Praise God, is God aware of who you are? You can be doing a lot of good things, but not doing anything that give you heaven credit. And praise God, at the end of the day, what matters is what God recognizes, not what you do. Praise God, you and I have to make sure that we are putting something in glory that God will remember us by. And you got to make sure it's being done with the right intentions and the right heart. There are so many folks that's doing things, but they're doing it to be seen, doing it to get the accolades of man. But I heard what the word say, what you do secretly, I will reward you for.
I'm going to find a praying church
after a while. Why does God know you? Now, if you, praise God, were to meet God in the middle of the street, will he know your name? Praise God, do you have credibility in the mind of God? Or will God look at you, praise God, with wonderment and amazement, trying to figure out what's your name? Hallelujah. Can you say yes, Lord? There are some, praise God, that's going to get all the way to the judgment and say, Lord, I've done many works in your name. But the Lord's going to say, depart from me, thou worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Look at your neighbor and say, does God know you? Hallelujah. That's important, preacher, that God know you. Not only does God need to know you, but you need to know God. Paul put it like this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. The only way you're going to learn God is you got to follow God's lead. And sometimes God leads you into the valley. He leads you into trouble, distress and stress, so that you learn who he is. You'll never know God is able to keep you in a lion's den unless you go there. You'll never know God is able to keep you in the midst of a fiery furnace unless you go there. Sometimes you just gotta go through things in this life. In this life, they're gonna persecute you. In this life, they're going to run you down. In this life, folks are going to do things that don't make no sense because they so-called saved. But I stop by to tell you, if you can endure it, what is your life legacy? What will people remember you by? Some folks have been in church all their little lives. And praise God, from the cradle to the grave have been a hell raiser. And praise God, instead of people remembering you as being sweetly saved, walking with God, loving everybody, they, praise God, if they were to tell you the truth about yourself, would say all you was a backbiting hussy. All you did is kept a bunch of drama going on in church. Every time I turn around, your name is in the middle of something. Listen, you got to leave a legacy that God can say, well done. Yeah. God, preach, Troy, preach, Troy. Hallelujah. What's your legacy? Are you going to be known to be the backbite at Open Heart? Open Heart? Are you going to be known to be the member of Open Heart instead of Open Heart? How many people have you offended since you've been in church? What is God going to remember you by? They got late. They got to church late. They left church early every Sunday. And then when they came, they didn't praise me. They came in like somebody stole their daddy. They wouldn't lift their hands. They wouldn't shout hallelujah. They wouldn't give me glory, although I put breath in their body. No, I didn't give you an iPad, but I gave you my spirit. Yeah. What should you do when you came into church? What will you be remembered by? All right, we're going to get real close to the heart today. How will you be remembered when the books are finally open and God starts going down you, your spiritual profile? He, praise God, begins to reveal the things about you that, praise God, describe your life on earth. Praise God. I gotta be, and you gotta be conscious of what you say and what you do, because tell somebody, somebody is watching. Somebody is recording. You may not see the videographer, but somebody is recording what you do. I used to be, as a child, I used to be so conscious because my mother would tell me, God, know everything you say and you do. Anybody got an erase button on your phone? On your video? And when I, praise God, know my life is being recorded, and I do something I'm not supposed to do, you know what I ask God to do? I say, Lord, erase that
last 5 minutes of my life. Somebody should shout, race, 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 race. All of us got something in our life that need to be erased. God, who is a loving and a kind and a merciful God, amen, he would take the blood and cover it as if it never happened. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Anybody got something in your life and God put, he praise God, put a blood mark on it as if it never happened? See, folks come up in church and they put on a facade. Like they sew together. Like life has been so sweet for them. But I wish I could find some real folks in church that can say, if it wasn't for God in my life, I would be cuckoo. I would be crazy. I'd be a crackhead. I'd be a heroin addict. I would sleep with everything that got a skirt and a Lord have mercy. But God, but God kept me when I didn't want to keep myself. Keeping me right now. God, will remember. Not only will we remember the bad, but he'll remember the good. When you saw that young boy coming to church with no coat on, and you didn't go and advertise and publicize, I got Junior a coat, everybody. Give me some praise. But now you took Junior to the side. He said, look, what size you wear? What color you like? That's all you say. You don't say what you're going to do. You just, what size you wear? What color you like? A few weeks down the road, all of a sudden, here you come with a box. And you give it to Junior. I say, God bless you. Not I did this for you. Now I'm going to take care of. No, God bless you. And you walk away with no strings attached. God will remember. When you see that one that's having marital issues, about ready to leave the relationship, and somehow or another, you remember when it was you. You remember when you was that person. And you don't go, praise God, and say, come on, let's start a marriage ministry. But you do it secretly. You just come to them and say, listen, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. If you ever need somebody to pray with and you don't want your business to get all out in the church, I'll pray with you. There are some folks in church that can keep things confidential that you don't have to worry about them gossiping about your business. They hard to find, huh? But there are some. When praise God, you know there's a special need in someone's life and you address the need all in his name. God writes it down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God records it. Thank you, Lord. I always like that song that says, he paid a debt he did not owe. And I owed a debt I could not pay. I think about, praise God, the little things that we do to make a difference in life. That young boy that don't have a father. Father nowhere to be found. But you take him under your wings. And you don't turn them out, but you point them to the cross. God will remember. My question for all of you in here today is, what are you doing with your time? Are you out there wilding out in the street? Out there treating church as if it's just something to do? You sit under the word of God, and then you turn right around and go live like hell. But don't you know it's going to be called to remembrance? The fact you were sitting in church November the 10th, 2013, and God sent his word. Yeah. We say, well, Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know. I fell asleep in that service. Wake your tail up. Lord, I just couldn't understand what the preacher was saying. Come after service and ask a question. But you better make sure you stop using these excuses as a justification to live for the devil. Time is winding up, you see. What is God recording about you? Is it good or is it evil? It is no in between. There's no gray area with God. He said, I would you be hot or cold? Not lukewarm. Not in between. I'm almost done, y'all. What's in the book beside your name? Revelation 20, so about books shall be open. Books, books, books. But it's only one book of life. You need a lot of books for a lot of people. But there's only one book that I'm really concerned with. I want to make sure my name is in the Lamb's book of life. Some of us are more concerned with making sure our names are in Carnegie Hall or these prestigious places. You can keep that. But as long as my name is written in the Lamb's book, how do you get your name there? You got to repent. Oh, yeah. You got to repent of your sins. You got to stop your dirty deeds. You got to recognize I'm wrong. Lord, I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm sorry for the things I've done. I'm sorry for hurting my brothers and sisters. I'm sorry for hurting you. That God who is abundant in goodness, whose mercy endures forever. And say, are you really sorry? Or are you just saying it? Are you really sorry? You see, there's an old cliche we say often in the world, but we need to say it in the church. Actions speak louder than words. We say a whole lot of stuff to make people think we're a certain place in a certain way. But at the end of the day, the Bible says, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. He know when you're really sincere about changing your life. And it ain't all in a... Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Thank God you got the Holy Ghost. But listen, you can have all of that and still live like the world. Because you have not made up your mind. But when you make up your mind, when you decide, I'm going to live my life for him. Because I realize he's watching. You know, I used to walk when I was a kid. I guess I still do it now. When I was a kid, when I would do something wrong, I would try to get right then and there. Because I don't know when death is coming. See, some of us live life as if. We just know when death coming. If God told you when you was going to die, you would live the funkiest lifestyle you could live until the day before. And then I'm going to get this thing right because tomorrow I'm going to die. But he don't tell you, do you? Do he? No. Because you know what God wants? He wants sincerity. He wants you to serve him because you love him. Not because you're so, I'm afraid he might come. No, I love him, so I serve him like I love him. Look at somebody and say, serve him like you love him. Tell him again, serve him like you love him. When you love him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my sayings. When you love God, you put down your dope. When you love God, you love your enemy as yourself. When you love God, you give when, praise God, you don't have. You give it anyway. When you love him, when you love God, you sacrifice. Praise God. You know what the biggest indictment is on the church of today? Unforgiveness. We don't want to forgive nobody nothing. I'm going to hold this grudge because I deserve to at least be upset. I deserve to be upset. Anybody here feel like you deserve to be upset? Come on, be honest with me. I deserve to be mad. When the love of God is in your heart right. Don't get me wrong. Some folks do some stuff and you got a right to be mad. But then when the love of God kicks in, you have the ability to forgive. Somebody say forgive. I know forgiveness is something that we struggle with from time to time, but at the end of the day, you got to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you cannot be forgiven. Period. That's a principle, you see. Folks want to get around that and say, I got a right. I ain't talking to you because you took my money. I ain't going to do good for you because you ain't do good for me. But what if Jesus had that mindset towards us? How could we be saved? I thank God for the growth in my own life. If not in nobody else, he's growing me. Forgive. Forget. Move on. Now listen, don't take this the wrong way. Don't be no dummy and let somebody hit you upside the head. No, I don't believe in that. No, sir, I don't believe, praise God, that you got to stay in a situation that's going to cause you to be spiritually damaged. No. But you got to recognize when you make a choice, then you're going to have to live with the choice that you make. You got to settle in it. You got to sit in it. And you got to ask God to keep you while you're in it. How long are we going to be tossed to and fro? Wishy-washy. Make your mind up. Make a decision. I'm going to make sure my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep it there. I said keep it there. Because once it's written, it can be erased. He said this about the Galatians. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Who hindered you? Good, you had that sanctimonious period of your life. I got saved. Ah, glory. And the devil lets you shout and have a good time for the moment. But you better recognize that there are some things that's coming behind your salvation that's going to try to pull your name out of the book. Somebody say, keep it there. Keep it there. Keep it there. That woman that took the alabaster box and she broke it and poured it on the head of Jesus. The disciples got mad at her. What are you doing? Some folks don't understand why you do what you do for God. Not for the pastor, not for the members, but for God. And they get mad at you because you have the audacity to do something for the Lord. Don't you know, folks don't? My grandfather told me this. He said, Troy, if there's a piece of paper on the floor and folks see it and walk around it, they have no problem. But as soon as you come and pick the piece of trash off the floor, then all of a sudden, they got a problem with you. Folks don't bother you as long as you're not doing nothing. They love the fact that you sit there and just nod your head. But as soon as you make up in your mind that I'm going to do something for God, all of a sudden you a hussy. All of a sudden you sleeping with the pastor. All of a sudden you running around with Tom, Joe, Dick, and Harry. You got to make up your mind. I'm doing it for the Lord. I don't let people keep me boxed no more. I'm afraid what he going to say. I don't care what you say no more. I've been there. I've done that. And thank God for the ability to be restored. You got to make up your mind today. I want some credit in heaven. When I get to glory, when I get there, I don't want the standard crown. You know, the one everybody else get. No. I want some certifications. Amen. He got certified in praising. He got certified in worship. He got certified in witnessing. He got certified in worshiping the Lord. What kind of certification do you want in glory? Or do you just want the standard? You want the pen. I don't want the pen. I want the pen. I want the crown. I want the robe. I want all of it. Praise God. I want some rubies up in this joint. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be levels. Oh, yes, the Bible talks about it. The soul winners, they're going to have a crown. My God. What are you going to be remembered? Oh, some of you say, well, I just wait to get to heaven, and then I work.
I just burst your bubble. Boop, 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 boop. I would burst all your bubbles. What you do on earth is what you're going to be rewarded for in glory. It's not when you get to heaven. It's what you do now.
You know, as I think about it and I consider the fact that time is winding up,